Edgar, what was the thing you liked the best about what you guys did? What's the area where you feel like you've got the most room for improvement from yesterday?
I would start with the way we ended the game. The last four possessions, obviously the defense created a turnover, so we had the ball, I think, at the plus 6-yard line, and we were able to punch it in. So that possession was a touchdown. The second possession was also a touchdown. And then the third possession was a field goal. And then we closed out the game with 4-minute offense. So I would start with that. As far as the last four possessions, we did a really good job as far as overall execution. The areas that we got to clean up, we got to start fast. We can't turn the football over. Those are some of the things that we talked about, in our correction meetings today.
Were you okay, though, Edgar, with at least pushing it out of some adverse field position to keep the field balanced early?
Yeah, we did. We had some pretty good situations from when we were backed up, punching the ball out and at least gaining a first down, and in some cases extending it beyond that, but at least gaining a first down to try to flip that field position. So, yes, we did overcome that. That was another positive. But we just got to, be consistent in that first half and play more consistent how we did the second half.
And you're tough. I know yards are obviously going to be tough against Seattle's front on the ground. But what did you think of what you got out of the run game? Did you get enough?
That's one of the areas that we talked about as far as ways that we know we can certainly be more efficient and more productive. And the best way to go about doing it is to improve our aiming points, play with better pad level, and then finish our blocks. We felt like overall the unit, we're moving in the right direction, but we just got to be a little bit more efficient.
That was Ty's biggest workload in terms of number of touches. Mm-hmm.
He did a nice job. He ran the ball hard, broke tackles. I believe he led the team with 6 broken tackles, did a really nice job being violent on the boundary, used a stiff arm. He accelerates his feet on contact. He did some really positive things.
Edgar, you mentioned the 4-minute offense. I think it was like 6 minutes and change that you guys ran off the clock to end the game. I know that in the best-case scenario, you always want to drive down the field and either run out the clock or score, but did you guys really think you could run 6 minutes off the clock there, or were you just trying to get it down to a minute or 2 minutes?
Well, that's the mindset. You want to close it out. Our defense played their tails off, and we didn't want to put them in a position where they had to go back out on the field. So I think our guys in that locker room understood what we had to get done. And when we got a situation where it's first and 5 and going into it knowing that if we gain an additional first down, the game is over. So I think that was the mindset, close the game out.
In those situations, there's always going to be a lot of running the football because you want to keep the clock moving. When the other team knows that you're going to run it a decent amount of the time, what does it come down to in terms of who wins at the line of scrimmage when they have a good idea of what's coming?
It always comes down to fundamentals. You kind of go back and you look at it from a just pure football standpoint, fundamentals. That's going back to what I said earlier from a run game standpoint, your aiming point, you're playing with great leverage, your pad level, and then obviously, you want to finish well. So I think it starts with, your fundamentals, and then obviously you got to be smart about the situation. We remind our backs to put 2 hands on the football because you don't want to a turnover in that type of situation. You got to stay in bounds. It's just, football 101 as far as being smart.
Edgar, what'd you think of how Kyle Murphy did stepping into a tough spot there, his first NFL start?
Overall, he did a pretty good job. He went out and he played pretty good. He was, a young guy and made the most of his opportunities. Obviously, there are areas that he got to improve on, but overall, he did a really nice job.
Edgar, I don't mean to sound like a worrywart here, but it doesn't happen very often, but when Aaron Rodgers throws an interception and the guy starts heading the other direction, is that what you want? You want him to chase the guy? Do you want him to, I know he did a great job on Urlacher in the NFC Championship game in 2010, but
which tripped him up, and they were unable to get points out of that drive.
Play the game, he said that day. Is that what you want from him in those situations? I know they're rare, but is that what you want, or would you rather him let somebody else go try to chase him?
It's just one of those situations. I think, he's being a competitor, and I think he's just reacting. I think he's a football player first, and I think he's reacting to what you know, what he sees. And that's kind of how I look at it. You know, obviously you got to be smart about the situation. We don't want to put ourselves in a position where, you know, they get a pick six. And then we all know the implications of that. So I think that's really what it boils down to. He's being a competitor, reacting to what took place.
What happened on the fumble? Was Corey thinking that was an under center snap? What happened there?
No, it was just one of those situations where I believe the ball just slipped out of his hand.
I'm sorry. Just to follow up on a pick six, not that I believe in hexes, but I happen to ask Alex about those last week. What is it about Aaron that more often than not, I mean, it's only happened once in his career. What is it about him that makes those so rare, that even yesterday was such a rare situation? What is it about either the way he throws or the way the offense is designed, et cetera?
I think it's really a combination of everything. I think, number one, it starts with Aaron as far as his decision-making. A lot of it, that's what really goes into it, his decision-making, his complete understanding of the offense and what we're trying to get done. And then, you know, you go back over the years, he's made some really good decisions with the football, and I think we'll continue to do that.
Edgar, Seattle didn't blitz a whole lot, but they did a lot with stunts and twists up front. How did you think those guys passed it off? Because, you know, you got Dallas coming up, and that's a team that does a ton of that later in the year.
Well, you know, I don't want to go too far down the road as far as, you know, we just coming out of the corrections with Seattle, and yes, they did. They played a lot of base defense on first and second down. That showed up. That was a, you know, something that they tried to change up. But we feel like our guys handled it well, and they did a really good job. And, you know, when it mattered the most, we were able to close out the game. So we felt like we did a good job overall.
What does it do for your offense when you can get Randall involved like you did yesterday?
He's one of our playmakers. I mean, you're talking about a guy that continues to produce. He makes plays. He breaks tackles. You know, you look at some of the big plays he had yesterday, explosive gains, and it gets the team going, you know, and so that's something that Randall's done his entire career.